Welcome back to the Joseph Fritzl case. I'm Kylie.
And I'm Julie.
And this is the final episode. Today we're, well, yeah, today I guess, we're going to talk about the, what's it called? The police investigation and their lives after. So they're at the hospital. The police are there because, you know, suspicious circumstances of what Kirsten, I don't really know how to say it because they, it's like in English, like it's, I can read it in English.
Yeah.
But it's not spelled how, like, we would spell it here in America.
Oh, like Kirsten?
Yeah, it's K-E-R-S-T-I-N.
Oh, like Kirstein.
Yeah.
But it's Kirsten.
Yeah, because they're from Austria, mm-hmm. So it, yeah. I don't know how to exactly pronounce it, and I couldn't find any pronunciations on the interweb. So, anyways, the police take Elizabeth and Joseph for questioning. In questioning, Elizabeth was like, I'm not telling you anything unless you promise me I'm never going to see my dad again. Like, I am not, literally not saying a word unless I will never see him again.
Yeah.
And the police promised her that. And they were like, you will not have to see him ever again. We promise you. So she told them everything. 24 years of living in that prison in her basement. All 24 years of it.
That's, no.
So, they're like, I'm sorry, what?
That's just a slap to the face.
Yes.
You think you're just looking at child abuse, and they're like, yeah, I'm the child abuse. And you're like, wow.
Yes. So, yeah, so basically, they, what's it called? English. They were like, okay, so she's your daughter for sure. And his daughter. And his granddaughter.
And Elizabeth, you're his daughter.
Yeah, and you're his daughter. And Elizabeth is like, yep. And there's six other ones. Well, six other ones. One of them's not living. So, it's not good. Not looking good. Joseph tries to, you know, fight back, and they're like, are you kidding? Like, are you all right, sir? Like,
this is a joke, right? Like,
right, like, hello. He's like, I didn't do that, she ran away, blah blah blah, also,
oh, she's here now.
Right, but she's here now. She seems like she's really worried about her daughter who's in kidney failure and needs transplants to live.
Which they would have noticed had there been lights in that basement because she would have been jaundiced.
Right. So there were lights in the basement, but he used them as punishment. So they would be on sometimes and not other times.
Yeah.
So, like, he could put them on in the middle of the night if he wanted. So, that also played into her, like, having no sense of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, on November 13th, 2008, authorities in Austria released an indictment against Joseph Fritzl. It said that he stood trial for the murder of the infant Michael, who died shortly after birth, because he was neglected, and
yep.
Elizabeth didn't want him to die.
She couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
Homie's got a chain.
Right. She was.
Did the kids have chains?
It didn't say anything about that. I'm assuming not. That's the only place they know.
Yeah.
So, I don't think so. he faced between 10 years and life.
Could you imagine if he only got 10 years?
Yeah. He was also charged with rape, incest, kidnapping, false imprisonment, and slavery.
So incest is a law?
Yes, it is a law.
I did not know incest was a law. I thought, I knew it was, like, a crime. But for some reason, I didn't know that was, like, a legal
for,
crime.
No. So for it to be a crime, it has to be a law. That's how crimes work.
Yeah, but I really didn't know that incest yes. was, like, a chargeable crime.
Yeah, so it is. Mind you, this is also in Austria, so they have... Not all of their laws are the exact same as ours. True. And not all of their sentencings are gonna be the same as ours here, as, like, what we know.
Yeah. 10 years.
But all of the things I just listed each carry a maximum of 20 years.
Dude, he's done. I love that. Like, when you're watching a cop show, and he's like, you're sentenced to 387 years.
Yeah, and they're like...
Because they can't do life. Yeah. Like, that's your whole life. And yes. And a little more.
Yes. A little more. That's 3 whole lives, but all right. Basically, on the first day of trial, because there were a lot of days of trial, because there was so much to unpack.
There's so much prosecution, because you each get, like, a time period to do it.
Right.
So the prosecution was probably 5 days, and the defense is like, well, what am I going to do about it?
Right. So on the first day, this happened, they had to wait almost, it was longer than a year. They released his indictment in November 2008 and, oh no, that's not a whole year. Not me being able to do math. They had to wait until March 2009 to have their trial, which is still a long time.
Yeah, but it's not as bad.
No, it's not a whole year, like I was just saying, because I can't do math. But on the first day, he entered the courtroom attempting to hide his face.
No, baby, you showing off.
Mm-hmm, from the cameras. He hid behind a blue folder.
Loser man. I hate men like that. I hate when in cop shows they cover their head.
But here's the funny part. He was entitled to do so under Austrian law.
Oh, boo-boo the fool.
Yeah.
I hate that. Shame. I guess it's because he's not guilty yet.
Right.
Still, like, innocent until proven guilty. But, like, walk of shame.
So, the other thing is, unlike here in the United States, journalists and spectators and whatnot are allowed to stay in the courtroom.
Can you not do that in the States?
We are in the States.
Oh, you said you can't do that in Austria.
Yeah, you can't do that. Okay. In Austria, that's not allowed. So after opening comments, so they're opening statements, they're only allowed to hear that. And then after that, everybody's asked to leave, other than the jury and everybody that is needed for the case. Yeah.
I guess it kind of makes sense, because, like, in the States, the reporters are like, this news just came out, and so now the jury, if the jury sees any of that, it goes into a mistrial, and you're screwed.
Right. Yeah. So, after they all left, Joseph was able to lower the folder. He pleaded guilty to all of the charges, except for the murder, and grievous assault. Which basically is just like, what's it called? Like, you threatening to do, like, to kill someone.
Oh, and plate. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so, because he threatened to gas them.
Oh. Well, that's very...
If cold. They...
That's
yeah.
very...
Hitler-like? Yes.
1944.
But he grew up in Hitler's time.
I know.
So, that's
going
what...
back to the roots.
Yeah, that's what's so messed up about it. It's bad. It's all bad. They really pressed for life imprisonment. Because they were like... Hello?
If he ever gets out, too, like... Her and all of those kids are in so much danger.
Yeah. Like a lot of danger.
They're done.
Yep. So there was a 1-day period. So the first day was on the 16th of March and the second day was on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
in the trial so that the jury could understand and think about what the heck just happened. Elizabeth did not attend the first day because the first day was just showing all the evidence.
Yeah, they were just showing
all of the evidence that they had. They didn't even pull any witnesses up to the stand. Other than, like...
You know it's bad. Like, you know you're in deep crap when you do that.
Other than, like, the people who did, like, the DNA and whatever else. Like, those were the only... Those even aren't witnesses. Like,
those are, like, testimonies.
Right. Those were the only people called to the stand. The second day, Elizabeth attended. And she also had began writing a book about the whole thing at that point.
During the trial? That's fast. How do you... Because normally when they write these books, it's like they're kind of...
It's a long time after.
And they're kind of over their trauma. Girly?
No, she is not. Yeah, because he was arrested in April, I think.
Yes.
2008. So, it's not that far after.
Yeah, that's so fast.
It says that...
For 24 years, she did that all in a year?
Well, she's in preparation of writing the book. Still. So, she has, like... Yeah, it's still, like, aggressive. But she had never planned to see her father again. And she... Even to the point where she gave her testimony through a video...
Yeah,
she
a lot of people do that.
She had her lawyers record her, and they played it at the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they played that on the first day as well, because that's a lot of the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But she attended the second day, and she just was... She walked in there confident.
I did not stay that way.
Oh, no. As soon as she saw her dad went pale and started breaking down inside. Because he knew what he did was wrong.
Oh, yeah, just a little.
Just a little bit.
You know, everybody makes mistakes these days.
Yep. That. On March 19th, 2009, he was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole for 15 years.
Good. Wait, so he can get parole on 15?
There's possibility of parole.
So he's maybe up for parole 2 years ago. No.
2009.
I was thinking of the kid our age.
No.
So he's... Plus 5 years. When we graduate college.
Yes.
Oh, mamma mia.
So, I know it seems scary, but he lives in Austria. So.
I don't trust no man anymore.
He said that he accepted the sentence and would not appeal it. And that's really it. It doesn't really say anything.
What can you do to be like, yeah, I didn't do all of this, when there's clearly so much evidence?
Yeah.
Like, if he didn't say he did it, I would have been like, what is wrong with you, my guy? Like, I still am. But trying to say that you didn't do it, that's even worse.
Yeah, so because he has parole, he's going to be able to do parole if he is a nice boy in jail. I say boy because no man would do that. But, basically, after everything, after all of that was done, Elizabeth and all six of her surviving children were taken, and her mom, were housed in a local clinic. Well, because Elizabeth she's one of the younger ones of her siblings.
Yeah.
And at this point, she was taken when she was 14. At this point, she's like...
30. No. 40-ish.
Yeah, she's almost 40. So... All of her siblings live on their own now. and her mother has trauma from her dad as well.
Yeah.
So, oh, and the other thing is, the one of her siblings testified that he was abused. Yeah. Elizabeth's older brother, Harold, testified and said that he was physically abused by him as a child.
So, that whole family screwed up.
Yes, but Joseph's wife and Elizabeth's children all refused to testify.
I would, too.
And the ones that maybe would have testified, the younger ones, were too young to testify. You can't bring someone that young up to the witness stand unless they are the sole witness.
Yeah, if it's like a child abuse case.
Yes. Well, even then they really try not to, because why would you make like a 6-year-old?
Usually they do the video one with blacked out, so it's like anonymous.
Yeah. So they were, Joseph's wife, Elizabeth, and all 6 of her surviving kids were taken to a housing, or they were housed in a local clinic where they were shielded from the outside environment and received medical and psychological treatment, because no one goes through that and comes out okay.
Yeah. After all that, though, and she's still locked away.
Well, and all of those kids, other than 3 of them, didn't live a normal life. They lived in a musty old basement room.
Yeah.
So, it's not okay. They were encouraged strongly, to get new identities.
Yeah. Witsec right there.
Yes. The police officers really made sure that, like, it was emphasized that that was their choice to make.
Because, not get new identities?
Yes, or to get them. It was their choice to make. Because they didn't want them to think, like, you know, that they needed to.
Yeah, if you don't do this, you're gonna die.
Right. They just don't know what Joseph is gonna do if he ever gets out. Obviously, his parole is going to be aggressive. But I personally don't think that they shouldn't have even put parole on there.
No, they shouldn't have.
Like, it's, he murdered, I mean, like, I don't think he purposefully tried to murder the baby.
But still.
But he did murder it. Like, he kept it from being in the help, it getting the help that it needed.
Because he didn't want it.
Yes, because he's selfish and was like, my child's my sex slave.
Literally.
Kirsten was allowed, not allowed, but she was healthy enough to be reunited with her family on June 8th, 2008. She was put in an artificially induced coma.
Yeah.
Because her kidneys were failing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only way that they could keep her body calm enough to
not keep dying.
Yes. And then obviously she definitely needed a kidney transplant.
Yeah.
Although, seems like they did that very fast, because she went into the hospital in April 2008.
A lot of times for cases like that, there might be have been like a GoFundMe.
Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah, they're just all super traumatized. This article just goes on to say that it talks about each one. And their psychological damage.
They all got PTSD for sure.
Yes. Maybe not the 3 that were brought upstairs
and
lived a somewhat normal life, but now they all have to live with the fact that their grandfather is their dad.
That's true. Like, that
news. And their mother is their sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's so gross.
I almost feel like the kids that were still in the, like, basement, I almost feel like they were traumatized once they got out. Because of how much their life got flipped around.
Right. But you can't live in a basement your whole life. So, one of the things that this talks about is the, their light sensitivity.
Yeah.
Because, one, the kids that were born there, their eyes did not develop correctly to light because they were born in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth's adapted to being in the dark.
Yeah.
So they had to, like, be in special rooms in the clinic where they were staying.
Yeah.
Where the lights could be dimmed, and they slowly, like, made them brighter and brighter. And then they slowly opened the curtains and stuff and, like, got them used to it. But, like, Elizabeth had to catch up on 24 years. And, honestly, the biggest 24 years ever.
Yeah.
Like, you get... We don't know exactly what year she was put down there, but if her first pregnancy was August 1986, she was in there for at least a year before that. So that time frame, like 1980 to 2010, is like some of the biggest changes that the world has seen.
She went in there without a computer.
Yes, and came out with one.
She came out with a laptop.
Right. Like, that, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to, she's still in the mindset of a 14-year-old girl as an almost 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was put in that prison.
And not allowed to do anything.
Right. She just doesn't have any of those life skills anymore. It also says that, this is just interesting to me. The cellar was only 5'6". That is how tall I am.
Yeah. Have fun with that. See, short people over here, that's still...
Well, so that's the other thing. They all suffer claustrophobia because of it.
Yeah.
If they're put in a room that's small or even resembles a little bit what that room looked like, they're going to have a panic attack.
Yeah.
It also says that they have, like, obviously they have PTSD, but they have audio PTSD. So, like, any of the noises that, I don't know if I mentioned this, but the doorway to this room was behind a huge bookshelf in Joseph's office.
Yeah.
So he had to move the whole thing to get to this little cutout of a door that was there. So anything that even sounds like that, PTSD, because that's what they heard every time. It also says that Kristen tore out her hair in huge clumps. She shredded dresses that she was wearing before shoving them in the toilet.
Yeah.
Probably hoping to, like, burst the pipes or something because they would have to fix them. So, it's, they all still suffer a lot right now. And it's, I don't think it's fair to them.
At all.
Even a little bit.
Chill.
Right. He obviously has issues.
Yeah.
But the real question is, was he made or was he born like that?
Yeah.
Because his childhood, he did have a lot of trauma. He didn't have a father figure and his mother hated his guts.
And all that sexual assault that he had as a child, too.
Right. But he didn't know any better because no one told him that was wrong.
Yeah.
So. I was just reading this because there's more up-to-date things. In March 2010, a article came out about Elizabeth and her children, and it says that they have recovered remarkably, but they do still suffer some psychological stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're always going to, and that's the sad part about this. And in June 2013, workers began to fill the basement of the Fritzl home with concrete. As they should, because that place is not okay. The house was sold in December 2016, and the buyers said that they have intention to convert the building into apartments. Which, I mean, it basically already is, but...
I would never want to live there.
No, they should probably just level it and restart. And in May 2017, Joseph Fritzl changed his name to Joseph Mayroff, I think is how you pronounce it. Because he was in a prison fight that resulted in several of his teeth getting knocked out. After other inmates set up a fake dating profile with his name and picture.
That's really funny, actually.
Oh my god. And this Mark Perry, a British journalist who interviewed Fritzl in his cell, says he has shown no remorse for his crimes.
That's awful. No remorse.
He recalls he kept saying, just look into cellars of other people, you might find other families and girls down there.
That's gross. And also true.
April 2019, it was reported that Joseph's health was declining and that he did not want to live anymore.
Good! Die! Pass away!
It doesn't say anything past that. I don't know if he's dead or not.
Hope he is.
Yeah, not a good person. But that is the end of the Joseph Fritzl case, and that is all you'll need to know about it. And I hope you enjoyed Mr. Moulton.